Hey guys, we're back from spring break, and we're going to just tell you what we did.
Hi, I'm Augustina.
Hi, and I'm Benjamin.
And you're listening to the Talk Show Podcast for Kids.
And Benji, how about a manatee joke?
Okay.
What did the sunburnt manatee say?
What?
Man, a t-shirt would be nice. Get it? Man, a t-shirt would be nice. Man, a t-shirt.
I get it. Now we're going right into it.
Okay, vocab words. Spring. This is technically a bunch of groundwater overflows and the ground doesn't have enough space for all the water and it just comes up.
On Monday, we went to a place called Wildwood.
It's technically 4 hours away from our house, and we also went to the village. It was filled with golf carts. Technically, the village is a bunch of villages together to make the village. And it was filled with golf courts and golf carts.
And there's also a golf mini, how do you say it then?
Gas station?
Yeah, there's a mini gas station for the golf carts. And inside of it, there's also golf cars to buy them.
Yeah, and there was all different types of colors. And there was even these golf carts that looked like they were old cars. And they were so cool. And they came in all colors. And it was just like you were in a movie.
The next day, we drove 1 hour to
the Hunter Park, and we went to the Crystal River, and we went to Three Sisters Spring. In Three Sisters Springs, there were supposed to be manatees, but
there was no manatees.
It was really sad because apparently you could have swum with them, but I guess it was okay. And now here's a recording of us actually when this was happening.
Hey guys, we're here in Three Sisters Spring.
Yeah, it's a national park. And there's supposed to be manatees, but there isn't any. And there's also springs, and
there's also, they said there could be also dolphins, parks, fishes, birds, lots of them.
So in Three Sisters, the park, we went on a bunch of bikes, trails,
and it was so fun, all of them.
And some we had to go on grass, other dirt. And then I got to hold the camera, so I recorded a bunch of it.
On Wednesday,
we drove 40 minutes to Ocala National Forest. And there was, again, a spring. And it was so cold.
Like super duper controlling cold that I could even get in.
Yeah, I was the only one who actually of the whole family could get in the water, and I swam for a while, and it was so much fun because there was a rock on the side so you can stay there if you didn't want to go swim, but in the middle it was like an actual lake and like ocean and everything. It was amazing, and you could see fishes, and if you stand really still on the rocks, the fishes would come and they would go like tick 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 tick, and it wouldn't hurt. It would just be like tick tick tick, a little pimp. There's a spring,
and the water's so cold.
I was very brave, and I went in it. You can see pictures on our Instagram.
And I couldn't because it's freezing cold. I don't know how Mrs. survived. Make sure you follow us on Instagram
at the Talk Show for Kids. We're at Juniper Springs,
and we saw an alligator.
Yeah, we're just walking along the tracks, and all of a sudden, we see an alligator. I scream, and I run backwards. but it turns out you're not supposed to do that. But it doesn't see us, and it just jumps into the lake that's right next to it.
And there, we did a picnic with all the family.
And in the afternoon, we went to Salt Springs. And the lady was super, super nice and gave us a 20 minutes to see it and decide if we wanted to stay and pay the $20. But in the end, we didn't decide to stay, and it was just nice knowing it.
And there's that raccoon that steals everything. Like, he steals sunblock or like a towel.
Yeah, and a bag, and it went off up the tree with the bag. It was really, really funny, but I feel super bad for the people whose stuff he took.
After all where we went to antique store.
I love antique stores. It's really cool because you get to see a bunch of old stuff that nobody uses anymore. And I got a couple of cute earrings.
And my dad, I was also trying to find the Herbie car. Remember, August?
Yes.
Lastly, we went to a cool chocolate store.
It is humongous and it's called Russell's Stover Chocolates, and it's actually pretty famous. And I guess you can buy it at like a Publix, because later we went to Publix to buy food and we actually saw it there. So that was really exciting to see that we ate some really famous chocolate. And we also ate some ice cream there. And we went to I ate chocolate chip.
No,
I think three chocolate fudge. Yes, I ate three chocolate fudge. You remember what you ate?
Yeah, and also there's free samples.
Oh, yes.
And the second day when we went, there's
Different samples.
Yeah, and the second day when we went, it was like s'mores, remember?
Yeah, and it's so, so good, the s'mores. Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, we went to a park called County Park.
We rode our bikes there, and it was just beautiful.
Also, it had a little drips, like a little tiny rain.
Yeah, it was kind of raining all the way. It was, I think, 4 miles on our bikes, and it was a lot of fun.
Also, there was so much sand when we ride the bike that I fall so many times, like 10 times I fall down.
Also, every day when we came back from riding our bikes or going to the water or just normally walking, we would go downstairs to the hotel we were. We were with our grandparents, and we would play card games, and we would play this other game called Generala, and we would play Uno. We love Uno. It's a really, really, we really love Uno. We were playing Flip Uno, which is a lot more funner, in my opinion.
The last day is Friday. Home sweet home.
Yeah, home sweet home. Home sweet home. Okay, we were heading back home, and we stopped in Celebration, which is a town near Disney, which is just like once you drive in, you know exactly that it's owned by Disney. You don't even have to know by fact. You can just tell.
Because it called Celebration, and when our mom and dad said, okay, we're in Celebration, I was like, oh, Celebration? Okay, I'm going to celebrate. Celebration, come on. Let's celebrate. I thought it was that one.
No, that's a song thing. We also went to the outlets, and the Orlando outlets are humongous.
And that's the end of spring break.
Yep, back to school. We've been at school a whole week now. And it's been really just getting used to the old routine. You know, 1 week off, and it feels like it was summer. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
Talk to you later.